Social Security Administration publication. Your right to representation. Publication number 05-10075, September 2023. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. You can have a representative help you when you do business with Social Security. Your representative can be an attorney or a non-attorney. We will work with your representative just as we would work with you. For your protection in most situations, your representative can't charge or collect a fee from you without first getting written approval from us. However, your representative may accept money from you in advance if the money is held in a trust or escrow account. Both you and your representative are responsible for providing us with accurate information. Knowingly providing inaccurate or false information could result in criminal charges for you and your representative. What a representative can do. Once you appoint a representative, that person can act on your behalf by getting information from your Social Security file, helping you get medical records or other information to support your claim, coming with you or for you to an interview, conference, or hearing you have with us. However, a representative may not testify in your place at a hearing, requesting a reconsideration, a hearing, or an appeals council review, helping you and your witnesses prepare for a hearing and questioning any witnesses. Your representative will also receive a copy of the decision or the decisions we make on your claim or your claims. Choosing a representative. You can choose an attorney or other qualified person or persons to represent you. You cannot appoint someone who the law prohibits from acting as a representative or who we have previously suspended or disqualified from representing others. Some organizations can help you find a representative or give you free legal services. Each of our offices has a list of organizations that can help you find a representative. You can appoint one or more people in a firm, corporation, or other organization as your representatives, but you cannot appoint an entire firm, corporation, or organization, even if they are all part of the same group. After you choose a representative, you must tell us in writing as soon as possible. You must use our standard form, Claimant's Appointment of a Representative, SSA-1696. The form is available on our website at www.ssa.gov/forms/ssa-1696.pdf or at any local Social Security office. You can submit the form online or by mail. Both you and your representative must sign the form. Your representative can also file the form electronically by visiting www.ssa.gov/representation. You will both need to sign the form before submitting it. What your representative may charge you. In most situations, your representative or representatives must file a fee agreement or a petition asking us to authorize the fee they may charge you for services provided. Your representative cannot charge you more than the amount we authorize. If you or your representative disagree with the authorized fee, either of you can ask us to reassess the amount. Your representative may attempt to charge or collect a fee without our approval, or may try to charge or collect more than the authorized fee. If so, we may suspend or disqualify them from representing anyone before our agency. If you believe that this has occurred, follow the instructions below in the Reporting Concerns About Your Representative's Conduct section. Filing a fee petition. If you and your representative do not submit a fee agreement, your representative may submit a fee petition after completing the work on your claim or your claims. This written request should describe in detail the services provided and the amount of time spent on each service. The representative must provide you a copy of the fee petition and each attachment. If you disagree with the fee asked for or the information shown, you should contact us within 20 days from the date you receive a copy of the petition. We'll review the value of the representative's services and tell you, in writing, the fee your representative is authorized to charge and collect. If you disagree with the fee we authorize, you must tell us in writing within 30 days from the date we authorize the fee petition. How much you pay? The fee we decide your representative can charge is the most you owe for their services, even if you agree to pay your representative more. However, your representative can charge you for out-of-pocket expenses they incur, such as costs for medical reports or hospital records without our approval. You must pay out-of-pocket expenses directly to the representative. If an attorney or a non-attorney whom we have found eligible for direct payment represents you, we withhold up to 25% of your past due benefits to pay toward the fee. We pay all or part of the representative's fee from this money and send you any money left over. Sometimes you must pay your representative directly. For example, you must pay your representative directly if the amount we authorized is more than the money we withheld and paid your representative. You must also pay the entire fee directly if your representative is not eligible for direct payment or your case did not result in past due benefits. Also, you must pay your representative directly if we did not withhold 25% of benefits and we sent you the money we should have withheld. If someone else pays your representative, we must approve the fee even when someone else will pay it for you, for example, a friend or relative, unless it is a business, a for-profit or nonprofit organization, or a federal, state, county, or city agency that'll pay the fee and any expenses from its own funds. You and any auxiliary beneficiaries are free of direct or indirect liability to pay the fee or expenses in whole or in part to a representative or someone else. Your representative gives us a written statement that you won't have to pay any fee or expenses. If you appeal your claim to the federal court, your attorney can only charge a fee for services if the court allows it, and your attorney can only charge the amount the court allows. Revoking your representative's appointment. If you want to stop working with a representative, you must revoke the appointment in writing. You can send a letter explaining that you wish to revoke the appointment, or you may use form Claimant's Revocation of the Appointment of the Representative, SSA-1696-SUP1. This form is available at www.ssa.gov/forms/ssa-1696-sup1.pdf or at your local Social Security office. You can send the dated and signed revocation letter to your local Social Security office. Reporting concerns about your representative's conduct. Representatives must follow our rules of conduct and standards of responsibility in dealing with you and us. This includes, but is not limited to, providing you with competent representation and maintaining prompt and timely communication with you. For more information about representatives' responsibilities, please visit www.ssa.gov/representative/conduct_standards.htm. If you have concerns about the conduct of your representative, you may contact the Office of General Counsel in writing at Social Security Administration, Office of the General Counsel, Attention, Representative Conduct, 6401 Security Boulevard, Baltimore, Maryland, 21235-6401. Contacting us. There are several ways to do business with us, including online, by mail, by phone, and in person. If you cannot use our online services, we can help you by phone when you call our national toll-free 800 number. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you may not need to speak with a representative. Call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month.